And joining us right now is the Executive Director of the Northfield Historical Society, Kathy Osterman. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Jeff.
To one of the busiest people in town this weekend.
I don't think I'm the busiest.
Yeah, you've got a lot of things going on.
Yeah, I sure do.
You know, I have, of course, the whole celebration goes back to September 7th, 1876, and a lot of information on that date and everything else available for you at the Northfield Historical Society. But let's talk about that that history. Have people, you know, you go a year without letting people in and not having enough volunteers and this and that, all of a sudden the floodgates are open.
Right.
Has it been a busy time for you?
It's been a lot of preparation for us, mm-hmm. and we're so excited to be able to throw those doors open and let people come and see the new exhibit and kind of get a different take on things and kind of learn about the townspeople a little bit more. So we're expecting a lot of people to come in.
Yeah, you have the new exhibit, if I'm not mistaken, is much more focused on the town people and telling some stories that, I don't say lost in time, but kind of haven't been heard enough for the reasons they should be heard a lot.
Right. And we kind of let the townspeople tell the stories through their own words,
mm-hmm.
Gleaning what we could through the newspaper articles and a lot of the interviews that were done. And so rather than play up what the gang did, we just kind of played up what the townspeople saw, how they reacted, how they felt, and what happened. And I think that kind of rounds out the picture a little bit better,
mm-hmm.
because you can get what the gang did when you see the reenactment. Then when you come in the museum, you can see what our townspeople really experienced through that. And it's kids through adults through, it's just, there's a lot of different perspectives.
Absolutely. And of course, the geographical location of the Historical Society pretty much guarantees that you are the hub of the universe.
We feel like it.
For at least a few days a week.
The earth revolves around us right now.
Now, tell us some of the things that you have going on. I know last night, Susan did the History of the Archer House, which is interesting. I wasn't able to attend that, but I'll be watching it on Northfield Public Broadcasting.
Right.
What about the rest of the week? What's going on today?
Today, if you can say it, is our slow day. It is pretty much just centrally focused on the museum. We're opening at 10 and closing today at 8. Admission prices are the same as what they always are, $5 for adults, $4 for seniors, $3 for students, $2 for kids, and if they're young enough, then it's free. So today, that's pretty much what we have going on. Saturday, we're going to kick it off with our Defeated Jesse James Day's Vintage Button Sale.
All right. Is that like an auction type thing, or do you...
It's not an auction. We've got buttons going pretty close to the beginning, all the way back,
mm-hmm.
And we've got different price ranges for them.
Okay.
And if people collect or need a certain year, it's possible we have it. If they collect a certain number, it's possible that we have it. We have got tons and tons of buttons. So for that first hour, we're just going to be open 9 to 10 for the button sale, not any sort of tours going through the museum or anything, but just letting people come in and take a look at the button collection and see if they want to purchase one of the vintage ones.
Oh, neat. Wow. Now, where did you get all those? They've just been accumulating through the years?
Well, last year was our first year of doing this,
mm-hmm.
and we had spent the year doing, well, probably about a year and a half, doing a project in our own collection of weeding out how many we had, because we don't need 25 of each year's button.
Mm-hmm.
So we took the best examples, the ones that were, you know, ones that we knew who the donors were versus ones that maybe we didn't know who the donors were. And we went through our museum process of deaccessioning them, and we got board approval, and we decided rather than, you know, give them to an auction house or anything like that, we wanted to put them back in the hands of people that really understood their meaning and really were excited about them. So we thought, well, why don't we just go ahead and make money for the collection,
mm-hmm.
price them out, and then let people who collect, because there's so many people that collect those buttons, we thought it would be fun to just give them that chance to add to their collections.
Oh, you'll have some that will draw a crowd
and
avid collectors.
Since we did it last year, we've been getting people that have that they're downsizing, and mm-hmm. they bring us bags and bags and bags of buttons. So this will be going on for a very long time.
Yeah. All right. Good deal. And that's 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock tomorrow morning?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
At the Historical Society.
We, depending on how busy it is, we might still continue to sell till 11. Mm-hmm. But if you're really, really interested in getting a button, you really want to be there that first hour.
Yeah. While the selection is good, it's
right,
best.
Right.
What else do you have going on?
Well, Sunday we have the Outlaw Run. And the Outlaw Run for Northfield Historical Society is now a 5K, 15K. It is no longer a motorcycle run. And so anybody who wants to go ahead, get up early Sunday morning and join us, we are taking entries. We'll be taking entries this evening at our tent on Bridge Square. You'll probably be able to enter on Saturday and definitely the morning of the race from 6:30 to 7:30 before we start running at 8.
Where do you gather at?
We're going to be at Benson and Langhow Funeral Home.
Okay.
I thought a funeral home was a really great idea, especially if you're running the 15K. You might need that. Actually, the awning there is such a perfect location for mm-hmm. us, and it's a central location, and we can kind of direct people on Washington there.
Absolutely. The course, does it just go through town? Is that, well, for 15K, that would be a few laps around the town.
Right. The 15K is more scenic, shall we say? You get to see a little bit more of the countryside that way. If you are sticking to the 5K, you're kind of going up Fourth and around by Prairie and coming back down Woodley. So you kind of get the city version versus the country version.
All right. It sounds like a fun time.
Yeah.
Now, should people register in advance for that? Or do it right when you get there?
You can do it both ways.
Okay.
It helps us if you've got the waiver signed and you're ready to go race morning, but we'll have an hour in the morning that we can get people registered if they just get up in the morning and say, hey, I really want to do a 15K. I don't know those people.
Yeah. Well, if that pops into my head, which seems kind of unlikely, but if it does, I will feel free to go down there and register.
Right?
Can you register without running?
Once you pay your money, I don't care what you do.
So that's it. That's Sunday morning?
It is.
And what time does registration begin?
6:30 in the morning.
Okay.
It'll be $30.
Okay. Sounds good. Anything else going on at the Northfield Historical Society?
We're just running. We are, like I said, we are very ready to welcome the community, welcome our visitors in. We're happy to see people. We're happy to see people.
No doubt about it. Well, thank you so much for coming in. It's happy seeing you. You have one more thing?
I do. I want to give a plug to our great sponsors.
Oh, sure.
For the Outlaw Run. We have the food court sponsored by Aldi Distribution Center, Carleton College, Heritage Bank, Cardinal Glass Industries, McLean, Engage, College City Beverage, Schmidt Homes, Nuger, Dakota Electric, By All Means Graphics, Merchants Bank, and Northfield Hospital and Clinics.
Wow. So well-sponsored.
We are well-sponsored, and honestly, we couldn't do it without our sponsors. So we are very grateful for them.
All right. Kathy, thanks again for coming in. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the busyness while it's here.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
We'll talk to you again soon. Kathy Osterman from the Northfield Historical Society.